It's hard to assess the effectiveness of the American-led military campaign against Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda followers. A Senate subcommittee hearing yesterday explored whether military action in Afghanistan has done permanent damage to the terrorist network. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
At the hearing, Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network was compared to a character in a Monty Python film, the Black Knight, who kept on fighting with an attitude even after King Arthur lopped off all his limbs. J.T. Caruso of the FBI's Counterterrorism Division didn't make that comparison, but he did say that to get rid of al-Qaeda, U.S. policy must go beyond getting rid of bin Laden.
I think to disrupt and dismantle the organization, we need to go beyond just one leader and dig down into middle management, or at least upper middle management. That kind of decapitation works.
But to what degree even a mid-management clean-out might work remains uncertain. FBI officials testified that hardcore al-Qaeda members probably number in the hundreds, but they said tens of thousands of people have gone through terrorist training camps. Thomas Wilshire is the FBI's Deputy Section Chief of International Terrorism Operations. He says many people in many nations the U.S. considers allies see or have seen the worldwide jihad movement as a legitimate defense of Islam. He says financial and logistical support for the effort comes from a variety of sources, including legitimate aid organizations, and he says over time that support spawned offshoot groups.
Al-Qaeda is one of the most significant of the offshoots. There are several others, and one could look at the last 10 years as a process by which those offshoots converged and began to assist each other more regularly and with greater effect.
Wilshire says that in the past 5 years, al-Qaeda has grown large enough to continue even with a dramatic change in leadership. Since September 11th, one major U.S. focus has been to make it difficult for al-Qaeda fighters to find a new place to regroup and train. Experts point to Somalia, Lebanon, Indonesia, and the Philippines as some nations with sympathetic governments or segments of the population. And Larry Johnson, a former director of the State Department's Counterterrorism Office, says there are potential al-Qaeda support groups in corners of Panama, Colombia, and Paraguay.
Networks of people with affiliated radical Islamic groups such as Hezbollah, some Hamas ties, and people with sympathies towards al-Qaeda. You have radical groups that sympathize with the Muslims that also have some ties with neo-Nazi groups and that have ties with right-wing groups up here in the United States.
Johnson says that's something to watch, but it's unlikely to demand U.S. military action anytime soon. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer chaired the hearing and was the lone lawmaker there most of the time. She says what she was told at the hearing reinforces her belief it's a national priority to fund U.S. military and intelligence services to fight terrorist organizations.
Clearly, there are going to be debates over what weaponry you need and why do you need certain types of military equipment. But I don't think there will ever be a debate about the fact that we need homeland security, that we need to make sure we have mobile forces that can respond, that we'll need intelligence so that we know what the potential threats are.
One potential threat might be patience or lack of it. Whatever remains of the al-Qaeda network may be willing to lie low for some time. That could affect how much Americans continue to back an ongoing all-fronts war. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.